Hello everyone and welcome to a non-spoiler review for Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I'm going to try to make this as spoiler-free as I possibly can. I finally got to watch Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, which if you saw my unboxing video from a week ago, I received from Legion M. And thank you to them for getting me that nice little DVD, well not DVD, but Blu-ray, and the Chronic Khan lanyard that you see on display right over here on the side right now. And finally got to watch it, and as I said on that unboxing video, I am a big Kevin Smith fan. I've been a fan of his ever since I saw Clerks for the first time, and I would say that Clerks is my favorite Kevin Smith movie, but Mallrats is a very close second for sure, you know, because I love Clerks, love Mallrats, love Chasing Amy, love Dogma, love Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I enjoyed Jersey Girl. It's not a great movie. And loved Clerks too. Cop Out was fun. And yeah, that's the last one that I saw. But what do I think of this film? I really enjoyed it. I really did. Only thing though, like with the is it the view askew or askew view? Look at that on here. It's view askew, right? View askew. The view askew universe that Kevin Smith has, where all his movies are in one world. Well, not all of them, but you know the main ones. You know, Clerks 1 and 2. Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, and you know both Jay and Silent Bob movies. Those are all connected through Jay and Silent Bob because they appear in all of those movies. But out of all those movies, this is the one that it's still a hilarious movie. Still is. But this one, I feel Kevin Smith tried to inject the most heart into it, and I really enjoyed that because I do love a good story that has a lot of heart in there. But from some of the people that I've seen reviewing it, or fans that have left their little comment reviews, a lot of them didn't seem to really like that, you know, I guess because they were expecting essentially a 100% beat-by-beat, you know, reboot of Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, which it essentially is, and they make fun of that quite often throughout this movie. Jay specifically even says, we're going to Hollywood to stop this movie from getting made again, which that's literally what it is, because the first one, they were going to Hollywood to stop the Blunt Man and Chronic movie from being made, which in that version was starring James Vanderbeek and Jason Biggs, and then they find out that there's a reboot of Blunt Man and Chronic, and this one is Blunt Man v. Chronic, you know, like Batman v. Superman, and this version, what they already showed in the trailer, so this is not a spoiler, but Blunt Man is being played by Val Kilmer, and Chronic is being played by Melissa Benoist. And of course, you know, I love both of them. I love Val Kilmer, especially for Batman Forever, but I also liked him in Top Gun, and shit, what's the other movie? whatever, I'm forgetting it off my head. And then Melissa Benoist, I remembered her first from Glee, and then of course as Supergirl now, and I've had a good spot in my heart for her. She's quite lovely. And of course Kevin Smith has a good relationship with her because he's directed a lot of episodes of Supergirl, as well as the other shows from the Arrowverse that she has been part of. But then also we have a lot of the returning characters of the View Askew universe, and we have Shannon Elizabeth returning, which, actually, let me go ahead and look at the IMDb casting list, because I don't want to forget any names from anybody. Let me see, starting from, it's in alphabetical order, so, you know, that's fun. We have Joey Lauren Adams returning as Alyssa Jones from Chasing Amy, and Ben Affleck as Holden McNeil from Chasing Amy, And also we have, returning from the previous movies, we have Diedrich Batters, the security guard that we saw in the first Jay and Silent Bob movie. And let me scroll through here. Because there's a lot of people that have been in all the movies that he has. Adam Brody is in this movie as well. And the comic book man cast, Mike Ming Chen, Walter Flanagan, Brian Johnson, and Mike Zabcic. Who of course are all friends of Kevin Smith, and they all work at the Secret Stash store out in New Jersey, and And who else here? And several cast members from Clerks are featured in here, like Brian O'Halloran, of course, he's in there as Dante Hicks. And it's a lot of this is a long casting list. I didn't realize it was going to be this long. Oh, Shannon Elizabeth is back as Justice from the first Jay and Silent Bob movie, or AKA Boo Boo Kitty Fuck, for fans who might know her better for that. We have Ralph Garman is featured in here as well, who's the co-host of Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith. And I see there's Val Kilmer, like I said. And Jason Lee comes back as Brody. And Justin Long is in here playing a lawyer who, you know, he became friends with Kevin Smith through the Tusk movie, which I have not seen. But eventually I will. That's on my list of Kevin Smith films that I have not seen yet. Yeah, there's a lot of names. A lot more names than I expected on here. But hey, that's cool. You know, Jennifer Schwaback Smith, aka Kevin Smith's wife, she's in here as the as a store manager for a Moobies restaurant. And of course, Kevin Smith's daughter Harley Quinn Smith is in here as Jay's daughter, which, again, not a spoiler because it was already featured in the trailers. And fun fact, she actually played, you know, and it's kind of, what's kind of funny to me especially is that she's playing Jay's daughter in this movie, but in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, in the opening when they show baby Jay and baby Silent Bob, she plays baby Jay. So it's just kind of funny that it works out that way. And I'm pretty sure it's an intentional move by Kevin Smith that they did it that way. And of course, yeah, James Vanderbeek, Jason Biggs, and yeah. But yeah, a lot of returning people from this universe. And also they showed in the trailer that Matt Damon was back as Loki, but this I guess could be a minor spoiler. He's only there for just that scene, and he is like a fourth wall break where he's addressing the audience about how he was Loki in Dogma, but he's not, you know, the Tom Hiddleston Loki that younger generation would know of now. So, you know, that was pretty fun. Like I said, it essentially is a beat-by-beat reboot or remake, which actually they do make fun of that as well, the confusion between what's a reboot and what's a remake. They talk about that in here as well. I'm trying really hard not to spoil it because this is the film that not that many people have seen yet because it did not have a nationwide theatrical release. You know, of course, Kevin Smith, he had it. He had the roadshow where he went to select cities to have special screenings of the movie. And it did have a very thin, limited theatrical run. So not a lot of people have actually seen this. That's why I'm trying to keep this as spoiler-free as I possibly can. The little inner circle of internet nerd friends that I have, that I've spoken to about this movie, they tell me that they have enjoyed it. Particularly these, you know, fans that I associate with in the Snyder Cut community, they all say that their favorite scene is when Ben Affleck shows up. Which, again, that is in the trailer. They show him in there as Holden McNeil. And I gotta say, that after watching the movie today, and that's probably my favorite scene in the whole movie as well. Because, you know, but that's the thing. Because, like I said, it still follows the same beats of a traditional Kevin Smith movie of this universe. But this one, to me, like I said, I felt like it had the most heart with regards to character development and character growth, changes that the characters have gone through over the years since Clerks and Mallrats and Chasing Amy and all that. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. And, you know, it'll be fun to, you know, eventually get the Blu-rays for the previous Kevin Smith VSQ films so that I can see how those hold up to now. You know, but like I said, as of right now, Clerks is still my number one, and Mallrats is very, very, very close number two. You know, but again, they do a really good job of making sure that you know that, yes, this is the same world of the previous films that these characters existed in. And I really love that Kevin Smith was able to do that. And but like I said, the film it's a very self-aware film where, like I said, it's acknowledging that it is essentially a beat by beat reboot of the first Jay and Silent Bob film. And again, they make fun of the concept of reboots throughout, and also, like I said, that they make fun of how some people can't differentiate between what is a reboot and what is a remake, because it a lot of people do get very confused about that. To an extent, I can get a little confused with it as well, but they do. But the way they explained it in here, I think it's Brody that talks about it in the movie, and no. And that's the other thing. When Jason Lee popped in as Brody, I realized how much I miss seeing Jason Lee on TV and in movies. I don't know, like, because he actually is a very good actor. Just I don't see him in that much stuff anymore. I know My Name Is Earl was the last big thing that he did. I don't know. I should look up to see what else he's been up to. I miss, like I said, I miss seeing him more in film and television. He's a good actor. Because most people, again, they know him for the Jay and Silent Bob, VSQ movies, and they know him from My Name Is Earl. But I remember he was in the Vanilla Sky movie with Tom Cruise, which when I saw him in that, I was like, really? He's in this movie? Okay. Shit, what's. What I'm again, I'm trying not to spoil too much for this, so this is probably going to be one of my shortest movie reviews on here, just like my earlier reviews that I did for for Halloween and for Fighting With My Family and Captain Marvel, because those were all spoiler free. And then when I did the Avengers Endgame review, that's when I started doing spoiler reviews. But again, because I know not a lot of people have seen this movie, I don't want to spoil anything yet. But yeah, I really enjoyed this movie, and I had a lot of fun. I laughed my ass off several times throughout, and I did get a little teary-eyed at some scenes as well. Like I said, because it's a very heartfelt story that, which I guess, because of Kevin Smith and a lot of stuff that he went through in his personal life, in the years leading up to this, because, he famously had a heart attack and made a lot of life changes, changing his eating habits. He went full vegan, gave up a lot of the unhealthy stuff that contributed to him having a heart attack. So it's like, I guess through that experience, he matured in a lot of in more ways than most of us could ever understand. So, and he put that heart, the heart of the heart and that experience into writing this script. And I have a lot of love and respect for Kevin Smith because of that, because yeah, like having a heart attack will change anybody. No matter how minor or severe, you have a heart attack, it's a life-changing experience. Unfortunately, I have not had that. Although there was one doctor years ago that I had an EKG, and the nurse that assisted him with that fucked up putting the leads where they needed to go, and the doctor sent me to the ER because he suspected that I was going to have a heart attack. And then when I got to the ER, they said nothing was wrong, so fuck that nurse that scared me and my family thinking I was having a heart attack. But I'll be excited to watch this movie again and get to notice little things that I might not have picked up on the first view, and just yeah, this is a film that I'm very happy to have in my collection, and I thank my brother for sending me the link to Legion M. That where I was able to get this for $16 without shipping, where I had got the movie and that awesome Chronic Con lanyard, which I was gonna wear it, but then I thought, nah, it's I like having it as a decoration on my wall. So, anyone who hasn't seen this movie yet, I encourage you to do so. You can get this, on Amazon. You can get it at Walmart, or you can get it from Legion M if they still have that offer going, where you get the movie and the lanyard that I have sitting behind me. And if I would love to hear, anyone who did see the movie share your thoughts with me, in the comments below this video, or you can discuss it with me on my social media, on Twitter and Instagram and Vero. All those links will be in the description below. And if you're listening to the audio-only version of this and you're not subscribed yet, you can do so on Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, Anchor. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you haven't already, hit the notification bell so you can stay up to date on everything that I do on this channel. I'm always trying to do more and present more ideas. Try to present a variety of content on here because I don't want to be pigeonholed into just I only do this one thing. It works for a lot of people. I've seen a lot of channels that they stick to one thing and it works for them, and that's awesome, you know. But I want to be able to offer something for everybody, and I feel like I do a somewhat decent job of that. I mean, you know, like I do movie reviews like this one. I do the retro film reviews where I look at older movies. I do my worst and best rankings. I do the classic wrestling pay-per-views. I talk about current wrestling stuff sometimes, although it's been a while. I am going to have my Extreme Rules predictions this weekend, so be on the lookout for that. And just, you know, just trying to have a variety. And even video game reviews as well. And what else? sorry, I got a notification from Venom Vlog, so it kind of threw me off. Sorry, but yeah, that's video games and mental health videos that I've been doing as well. I'm trying to offer something for everybody, you know, because not everybody's gonna be into the same things, you know, because a lot of the stuff that I'm into that I talk about on here, I know not everybody who watches my videos or listens to the podcast is into all of this stuff, so I try to present something for everybody. You know, I don't get into politics, though. That's one thing that I swore when I started the Minutides podcast channel, and I swore I'm never going to get political on here, because that can start a whole shitstorm of drama that I just want to avoid. So, I'm politics-free, and that's how it's always going to be. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this review. I'm sorry if it didn't really do much, because again, I was trying to make it spoiler free, since I know not a lot of people have actually seen it, since it was not a niche one release. But if you have seen it, like I said, leave a comment below to let me know what you think, or you can talk to me through DMs on Twitter, and Instagram, and Vero. Again, all those links are down below. And if you would like to contribute to the improving the overall presentation of this podcast, you can do so by joining my Patreon for $1 a month. I don't have any Patreons, and that's okay, because I understand, you know, people are in some financial hardship at the moment, so I don't want to guilt trip anybody into giving me $1 a month to this silly little show that I do. Or you could also contribute to my Benetized Podcast store. That link is in the description below. I have several designs on there that a few people have complimented me on and, you know, been very generous to purchase. Like I said, those are available in t-shirt, sweatshirts, hoodies, tank tops, baseball t-shirts, stickers, magnets, pins, wall art, tapestry, pillows, phone cases, laptop cases, tote bags, face masks, and whatever else that's on there. I can't think of it all in my head. And hope you all have a wonderful day, and we'll have an even better weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, take care of yourselves and your loved ones. And again, thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I love and appreciate every single one of you who do. This has been my spoiler-free review for Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I am Julian, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye-bye.